WPC Helen Hanks, and I'm stationed at Lewes Police Station, which is in the county of Sussex in England.
My name is Stephen Rowell. I'm a police constable in Sussex Police. Been a police officer now for 21 years.
And this is Claire Martin. Hello again. Today, I'm investigating the police. Woman Police Constable Helen Hanks and Police Constable Stephen Rowell are well known on the streets of Lewes. They are community police officers. But what exactly does this mean?
Community officer, it's trying to build bridges with the community, getting back to the old-fashioned way of being a police officer. For people to see a policeman walking the beat in uniform, they find very comforting. And I am there to be seen, to see people, help prevent crime by my sheer presence. And if I can be seen to be walking the streets, both in the town centre and in the residential areas of town, then hopefully it puts a few minds at rest and will deter thieves, villains, burglars from visiting our town and our area.
Basically, it's just to get to know the people, get to know the area, and try and build up a relationship between the police and the community, and hopefully improve policing and quality of life in those areas.
Building bridges with the community, getting to know people. Well, this sounds good for the image of the police, so is it really just a public relations exercise, or does a community police officer actually catch criminals?
Yes, I do catch criminals, particularly shoplifters in the town centre, people that go into shops and steal property and leave without paying, anybody committing any offences in the town, which I see, then I will obviously arrest them as and when necessary.
No doubts there. Police Constable Rowell is convinced that he is effective. But how big a town is Lewes, and how many people does he police?
Lewes is a town of some 28,000-29,000 people. There's an awful lot of people for us to look after, so therefore they don't get the coverage that they perhaps deserve from somebody who is solely walking the beat.
Police officers Rowell and Hanks don't police a town of 28,000 or 29,000 on their own, of course. There are also the traffic police and the special squads like the CID, the Criminal Investigation Department. But the community police officer is very much in the front line. How difficult a town is Lewes to police? Is it generally a law-abiding town?
I'd say I'm very proud to work in Lewes. I live in the town. I'm very pleased to live here as well. It's very quiet. We have a few problems. One or two little areas where people misbehave, for want of a better word. But yes, it's a generally law-abiding town.
So it's generally a peaceful place, but some people misbehave. For example?
A lot of burglaries, unfortunately, a lot of criminal damage, a lot of problems with motor vehicles, that's where thefts from motor vehicles and also thefts of motor vehicles. I suppose that's the main bulk of the work.
And what about traffic offences, speeding and parking? Does that take up a lot of time?
It takes up an awful lot of my time. Traffic in Lewes is an absolute nightmare. The town was never built for the car. It's a very old town. It is a town full of very narrow streets. We do have town centre car parks, but it does cause an awful lot of problems. People are basically lazy. They don't like to walk, and if they can park outside a shop, then they will park outside a shop. They won't park around the corner and walk 100 yards.
And what happens if someone is illegally parked?
You generally wait to see if anyone returns to the vehicle or speak to the person that's with the vehicle. And just ask them what they're doing there. If they have a legitimate reason for parking there, then that's okay. If they're delivering to and from premises, or it's a disabled person, then as long as they're not causing an unnecessary obstruction, there is no problem really. But obviously if it's clearly a matter of a person is parked there just to pop in and get a newspaper from a shop, and there's a parking space sort of within 100 yards, then yes, they probably do get dealt with.
They get dealt with? I don't like the sound of that. What does it mean exactly?
They either get a warning or a fixed penalty ticket, which is a fine payable within 28 days. The fine for parking illegally is £20. But dependent on the circumstances, they can also receive a little yellow notice, which I also issue to people in foreign vehicles, because the notice is actually pre-printed in six different languages. It warns the driver that they're parked illegally, and it's very convenient, particularly for the foreign visitors. They don't necessarily know our parking rules and regulations, and therefore they do tend to park illegally. and it's handy to put one of these little notes on there, and they like it because it shows that the British Bobby has got a human heart after all.
The British Bobby may have a human heart, but sometimes he or she has to take action. How popular does that make them?
It makes you very unpopular with the person you're dealing with, but I think you have to deal with everyone with a certain degree of tact and diplomacy.